Fax 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Violent storms, including tornadoes, possible through the next hours in Oklahoma and Kansas. That warning from government forecasters. Seeing some of it in Bison, Oklahoma, north of Oklahoma City, KOCO-TV forecaster Michael Armstrong.
We are taking some very large hailstones north of Bison, so please continue to shelter in place in Bison. I would not come out of the shelter yet.
U.S. Army spokeswoman confirming that an American soldier, a staff sergeant, is being detained in Vladivostok, a major Russian military and commercial port, charges of criminal misconduct. Just days after Columbia University called in the NYPD to take back campus from protesters, the school canceling the main commencement ceremony, citing security concerns. One senior.
I have friends whose families are coming from places like Singapore, France, Mexico, and other countries around the world who've spent thousands of dollars on plane tickets. So it's definitely an incredible disappointment.
An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News. Parts of Central Texas continue their recovery from record rainfall over the weekend. Texas Governor Greg Abbott touring damage in hard-hit Conroe, Texas today, revealing at least three people have been killed as a result of the storms.
It has been heart-wrenching to see our fellow Texans be literally inundated with record waterfall, record rise in water.
Local officials warn that swollen rivers will still pose a risk in the coming days. The online brokerage Redfin agreeing to pay $9.25 million to settle federal lawsuits that claim U.S. homeowners were saddled with artificially inflated broker commissions when selling their homes on the site. The pastor of a Pennsylvania church tells ABC News he's grateful to be alive after a gunman tried to shoot him during a service yesterday. The incident was captured on live stream, Reverend Glenn Germany calling it a miracle of God that the suspect's weapon became jammed and he was able to be disarmed. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Your home, your property, your decision. At Weikert Realtors Lake Point, we'll guide you every step of the way, whether you're buying or selling a home or exploring commercial property. Your dream is within reach. You'll find our realtors love what they do, and more importantly, we think it's fun helping our clients achieve their goals. Who wouldn't want to do that every day? Give me a call at 608-721-8002. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at Weikert-LakePoint.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The election leader in Wisconsin's largest city is out 6 months before the presidential election. Mayor Cavalier Johnson says he's replacing Election Commission Director Claire Woodall with her deputy, Paulina Gutierrez. Milwaukee has had its share of scrutiny in a swing state like Wisconsin, where four of the last six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. A collection of art by inmates of Wisconsin state prisons is on view at the Neville Public Museum in Green Bay. Curator Deborah Bremer says people are surprised by the quality of the art, but that she also understands.
It's about hardship, it's about crimes, it's about victims.
Art Against the Odds is on display through Sunday the 19th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers are going to Kansas City. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open up a three-game set tonight at Kauffman Stadium against the Kansas City Royals. The crew essentially tied for first place in the NL Central after being shut out in Chicago yesterday, 5-0 by the Cubs at Wrigley. Pat Murphy going to have to get creative with his starting pitchers as Freddy Peralta begins a five-game suspension for allegedly intentionally beaning a batter last week. NBA, the Bucks cleaning out their lockers as their offseason begins. Giannis telling reporters he was still several several weeks away from being ready to play, coming off that calf injury suffered April 9th against Boston. Damian Lillard.
It's definitely disappointing because you know how much better of a team we are when he's on the floor and how much things change when he's on the floor and you play an entire 82-game season. You go through training camp. You go through all the ups and downs of a NBA regular season and you get to the point where, all right, now we're going to play for everything and you're not whole. It's frustrating. It's disappointing, but, you know, it's part of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain late. Lows in the mid-50s and staying breezy. For tomorrow, some showers and storms in the morning. Another wave possible in the afternoon. Mild with highs in the low 70s. Some sun to start Wednesday, then more afternoon storms and highs in the mid-70s. Currently at 62 degrees.
Maggie Dawn.
On my next show, I'll be interviewing 14th Assembly District candidate Brady Coulthard. I'm also going to break down Trump's interview with Time Magazine. Gotta fact check the heck out of that one.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX,
home of the John and Gordy Show. You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut a deep end.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake.
Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunja Hade. Which means distant thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot, and we discuss local and national Native news on Native Roots Radio. And as you know, Chuzhank, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Yes, you are right, Dega. And this portion of the show is supported by Native Roots Radio Network on Patreon. Thank you, Pinagigi, to all who help keep our show on 5 days a week.
Hey, yeah, good call. Hey, I just want to say happy Billy Mills Day in California. Today is Billy Mills Day, May 6th in California. And I don't know, do you know the story of Billy Mills?
No, Dunk? Is that the ShamWow guy?
ShamWow, that's something that like you pick up like water really easy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is that not the same guy?
Oh my God.
I don't know who that is.
I wish you were in the same studio right now. No, Billy Mills won the gold medal, and he was a long distance runner. And if you ever watch the race, Haley, write this down. You have to watch the race, the 66 Olympics. Mm-hmm. He came from nowhere, basically nowhere, and ended up winning the race. It's an unbelievable video scene that you could watch on YouTube, that he was way, way, way behind. And all of a sudden it seemed like he just turned into afterburners out of nowhere. And the last 300 yards or however they could talk meters, he ended up winning the race and winning a gold medal. And so he's been a Native American hero of ours ever since.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and I was at the Capitol today for On the Hill, a Native American day at the Hill on and here in St. Paul, and a lot of festivities, a lot of things going on. Great to see the governor speak, and the Secretary of State and State Senator Mary Kunish spoke too. And
nice.
It was a good time, and. And it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Today is Monday, and we usually have our friend Dr. Stately of Native American Community Clinic on. And I do see he's on, and he's got a shirt that I do not have. Welcome, Dr. Stately.
Anybody can buy this shirt online.
My birthday is coming up in a week.
Good one.
It's a Hartberry shirt.
Yes.
What's the name? Yeah.
Yes, it's my birthday coming up, so I'm
happy birthday, early birthday.
Well, yeah, I'm registered at all the fine stores, Amazon and all that, so hit me up.
Really? All the fine stores, Amazon, right? Okay.
Fine stores.
I'll probably order you something from Temu.
Oh, touche. Did I ask you about them?
No.
Did I ask you about them?
One time about Temu.
Yeah. Well, we've got some jean jackets from
them. My kids are always like, you're going to order something off Temu. It's only $5. I'm like, yeah, it'll last for like the minute that you take it out of the box, and that's it.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting some cowboy hats and having Haley beat them up, and it was just like, oh, I'm sure these are little felt. None of them were big; they were all small size. And well, I guess we're not going to have them as an advertiser, but I was surprised.
Like little heads for little tiny people, little people.
Yeah, like are my grandkids that are coming?
Oh yeah. Yeah, those grandkids just have Herbie. How many little hats did you get? Like 30?
No, I don't think Haley can bead that.
I can't bead at all.
Oh.
Knack has a beading class that you can join anytime.
I think it's during the show. Like everything that you do great is during our show.
I kind of planned it that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, we know.
we do know. Because we want to get sacred over there at Native American Community Clinic. And it's like, doors locked. People won't let us in. Oh, Dr. Staley, I can see you. Holy
moly. Doors close at 5.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Because, it's never mind. We're not going to get into that. Anyway.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit in the beginning here of what's happening with Native American Community Clinic. I don't think we've talked about that lately. There's exciting things happening that I was witness to just recently. Maybe we can talk a little bit about that and how maybe people can support.
Oh, yeah. You went to our event last Thursday. I forgot about that. Yeah. No, I mean, I just forgot. Not forget that you came. I forgot that.
I was the funny one there. I was telling jokes.
I don't remember that part.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah, no, that was a really lovely event. You know, it was like, in some ways, like it wasn't turning out the way that I had imagined it and planned it to be. Right. And so there was a beginning where I was just a little frustrated. And then I was like, you know what? Creator knows what he's doing or she's doing. We're just going to start. And we're just going to have a conversation. Let's start with a prayer, which is what we did, a song and a prayer. And then the rest of the evening was just fine. It was great.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I was always, when I used to sell Amway, I was always told just worry about the people that are there, not the people that aren't there. And that's a thing about selling detergent for a billionaire, laundry detergent for a billionaire. That's what I learned.
Oh my God. My mother got into Shaklee.
Ooh, wait a minute.
Which is like the poor man's version of Amway. And then she got into Amway, and then it's like, you know, and then remember a couple of years ago, HBO came out with that limited series show that starred what's her face? Gosh, I can't remember her name. Anyway, it was about a lady living in Florida who got sucked into the Amway, you know, grind, you know, those pyramid organizations. And she's like, it was a really, really good show, but it reminded me of like when I was a kid and then my mom would like
selling
those
soap
things at people's houses, right?
Put on the
plan. I don't think I ever told you this or any listeners this, but I was truth telling now here. I was a Tupperware lady. My first year of college. Yeah, because I moved out of my mom's house when I was 16. I went to college, McAllister College. And then I needed like stuff in my house. So then I was like, if I become a Tupperware lady, then I get all the Tupperware. And I get it for free, which was a great deal, right? Well, it turns out like you have to bring the Tupperware with you that they give you to the parties, right?
Right.
And I was always showing up with I would take the food with me, but I would be like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I'd really love to show you that set of bowls, but they're in my fridge."
Yeah, they got last night's macaroni and cheese in there. Right? Who else can we talk about that we can't have as an advertiser now? Let's see, we got Shaqley, Amway. Who else?
You have Tupperware.
Yeah, Tupperware,
Amway, Temu.
Yeah, shoot. Well, that's
who you could have as an advertiser who sells amazing things is Woodland Indian Crafts, who is now in the new Indian Center and has brand new. Well, he has brand new walls, but he has the same cabinetry that he had in his old store.
Wow, we can talk a little bit about that because we love Charlie and we love going head to head with him.
The new Indian Center, it was amazing. That was amazing.
Well, let's take a break here, Dr. Stately, and first we can talk about the Indian Center and also who else will not advertise on Native Roots Radio. Oh, we'll be right back after this short break.
Stay with us.
If the statistics say that 1 in 3 Native women and 1 in 6 Native men have experienced sexual assault in their lifetime, it means our whole community is affected by sexual violence. 1 is too many. Don't stand by, stand up. Don't engage in acts of sexual violence and shut down the dirty jokes, the gossip, the victim blaming and shaming. As a community, we can change the way we respond. Contact the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition to attend a workshop to learn more.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is often laced into illicit drugs and used to make fake versions of prescription pills. You can't see it, taste it, or smell it. Suppliers mix fentanyl into their products because it's potent and cheap, and the dealer might not even know. Keep yourself and others safe by knowing the real deal on fentanyl. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
As we gear up for American Indian Celebration Month in May, it's crucial to prioritize our health, especially with celebrations on the horizon. If you start feeling off, like a fever, a tickle in the throat, or heavy fatigue, don't ignore it. Take an at-home COVID-19 test right away. And remember, if you're not feeling well, it's okay to stay home. Your health comes first. A quick note on COVID testing. The Minnesota Department of Health's free COVID-19 at-home testing program has ended. But don't worry. If you're uninsured, you can still find no-cost tests using the CDC's COVID-19 testing locator. If you have health insurance, you might be eligible for free tests or reimbursement for testing expenses. Just ask your local pharmacy or health insurance provider for more information. Stay informed. Stay protected. Let's prioritize our health this American Indian Celebration Month in May and ensure our communities and elders remain safe and healthy. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health. Visit health.state.mn.us.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking about a lot of fun things here and how to sync Native Roots Radio with lack of advertising and things like that. No, just kidding. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, kind of reminiscing about our days. I was selling years ago a thing called Noni Juice, Dr. Stately. And, oh, that drink sounds delicious, by the way.
It's water. Mini Wachoni, water is life.
There you go.
And
somebody put me on a t-shirt.
That stuff literally lowered my cholesterol and numbers and everything. I just took a shot of it every night. And, it was.
What was it called?
It was Noni juice from the Noni plant from Noni, Minnesota, I think. I don't know, maybe.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. It was funny.
I was like I know that like a few years ago, like one of my friends, her dad was selling goji juice. You know what that is?
No.
Like the goji berries. Yeah, it was like a legit thing. But I was like, every time I'd see her, she'd be like, "Oh my god, you should have some of this goji juice." And I just remember being like, "Is that even a thing?"
Yeah.
Well, I felt so bad because I thought she was just pulling it out of thin air, but it turned out to be a real thing, and actually it does have some healing properties. But yes, I never benefited from it because I was a non-believer, so right. I'm sure that took a few years off my life.
Well, but the thing about
I'm okay with it now.
The thing with pyramid schemes is it is a pyramid, and that person on the top makes all the do re mi, and the people on the bottom are hoping to be someday rich, and that's the dream. Yeah. and the sad thing
they
about
don't get no do, they don't get no re, and they don't get no mi. They get pretty much nothing, actually. It's like the modern system of slavery is what it is.
Yeah. Ouch.
Well, it shows, I mean, it shows up in all kinds of other ways, right? It's like, think about, like, you know, I mean, I don't, are you negotiating a robust advertising contract with Walmart? I mean, because I'm about to torpedo them as well.
Well, those people are the devil. Go ahead. I mean, I guess you have to start with allegedly.
Well, they pay you just enough money to be only to buy groceries at their store.
Right. And
I mean, you know, but here's the thing is like in, I mean, I don't know.
Allegedly.
I'll probably piss some Indians off by saying this, but you know, in smaller towns, that smaller communities that have casinos and all of their relatives work at casinos, but then spend all their money there at the casino, that's kind of like the same thing. Mm-hmm. So just like one of the things we have to do across our communities in Indian country is begin to think through, like, how do we give life-sustaining opportunities and life-giving and life-sustaining economic opportunities, educational opportunities. Do you know that Red Lake is opening up a new tribal college in Minneapolis? They've already had one. It was operating at the Minobi building for the last year or so down here in Minneapolis, but they're opening up their new college. And
yeah.
In a couple weeks here, the beginning of June, I think, is their grand opening for the Minneapolis campus. And mm-hmm. it's pretty awesome, some of the things that they're doing, right? They're like that you have to take a language, you have to get a Ojibwe language credit, you have to get healthy eating and physical activity credit to graduate. I mean, they're like purposefully within their curriculum, they're embedding in things that are like addressing health inequities and those kinds of things and other important parts of sustaining our cultural life ways in their program. So it's pretty cool.
Well,
but those are the things we need to do.
I like that, because some colleges that may be Christian, you have to minor in religion. So why not? That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So yeah. One of the things
I was talking to them today, and I said, like, do you guys have a hockey team? And they're like, no. It'd be cool if we could have one. I said, well, I have two great, really hockey players that can help you start that program.
Right on. Mm-hmm. And right. I think you could coach too, right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know if I can do that, but you know, that's really right on the line, actually. You're overestimating my abundance and my information and knowledge about hockey.
Well, you're
I only recently, after 11 years, figured out what offsides was.
Okay. Well,
that's a start.
Yeah, that's a start. And those blue lines mean something, right?
It does. Yeah. Yeah. It means something. The red line means something too.
Right. Yeah.
But yes, so like we were talking before we went on break about all the really cool stuff that happened last week with the kickoff of American Indian Month,
right?
Like here in Minneapolis in the Twin Cities. And you know, one of the things that I just like was really wonderful about the whole thing was like I had so much emotional overwhelmness at that event, mostly because It could have been because of the long line to get food. And so I was hungry, and so I was a little emotional. But no, I'm just kidding. But and actually, this sweet young lady brought me an Indian taco. I was just sitting down. She brought me an Indian taco, and she was like, "Here." I said, "What are you doing?" And she goes, "What was it? We're giving the elders a plate." And I was like, and I kind of looked at her, like gave her like a mean little look, like,
"Yeah,
you mean, like, elder?
Right. Yeah. I may be an elder, but I look young. What's up?"
but anyway, it was like a really wonderful, the reason I was feeling emotional was because, you know, I saw people there that I hadn't seen in years, decades, people I had gone to school with, high school with, people that I hadn't, like cousins and relatives I hadn't seen in a really long time. There were so many people there. And then, I was walking down to the gymnasium to when they were starting some of the performances, and they have a dedication plaque on the wall, the Francis Fairbanks Gymnasium,
yes,
honoring my auntie Franny, who was the
director
for a really long time.
Yeah.
I don't know how, she's there for a long time, I think probably 18 years or something like that. Went to the wall of the founders and saw some, you know, people that I had worked at the Indian Center when I was young, when I was in my late teens and early 20s. I was the editor of the Circle newspaper, so I worked in that, you know, that,
what?
That scary basement that? For like a couple of years.
Did I know that?
I don't think you did. I think I might have mentioned it before, but yes. So I was there for a few years before, and it was right before I moved to Los Angeles. And it's also where, you know, my mom was on the board of directors for the majority of my young adulthood into my adulthood for like, I think 15 years, 18 years, maybe. So it just was like, I was filled with so much emotion because I was remembering what it meant to me as a young child to be there on the day it opened in 1975. I was like 12 years old. And then how it felt to be there in that space. And then it's all brand new. It looks beautiful. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. And they kept just enough of the old space so that you could recognize some really critical parts, right? Like the gymnasium. They brought the murals from the outside in the inside. They saved those murals, which were just, it was just, I felt like, oh my gosh, this is a new day. A new day has dawned in here for us on the American Indian Culture Corridor. And I was so privileged to be there.
Yeah. Right? That was an amazing day. And I know we've talked about it since, but it's great revisiting that with you. The weather was perfect.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
So many people. The parade was awesome. You know what was really amazing about that day? There was thousands of Indians on Franklin Avenue blocking Franklin and Bloomington to get into the Indian Center. Like, traffic stopped on all directions, and we weren't protesting a thing.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a really interesting point. I thought, my goodness, I've been in bigger parades over the years. And then I realized a lot of people, once we got close to the Indian Center, were there waiting for the grand opening of the Indian Center. And it quadrupled, literally, I think it was triple the amount of people once we got to the Indian Center. There was a good 3,000 people there. And I know a lot of people underestimate it, but there was, I always like to look at groups and clump them into 100 and kind of count them. And there was close to 3,000 people there. I was in shock when we got
easily. Yeah. So I was really lucky to get a taco, actually.
Yeah, we didn't. I had to go down to Native American Community Development Institute and have a slice of pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. That's how I
roll.
Right. Hey, we're here with Dr. Stately, and we're talking about my birthday and some tragedy that's happening in my life, and who will never advertise on our show. So it's a good deal, and it's a good date.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Violent storms, including tornadoes, possible through the next hours in Oklahoma and Kansas. That warning from government forecasters. Seeing some of it in Bison, Oklahoma, north of Oklahoma City, KOCO-TV forecaster Michael Armstrong.
We are taking some very large hailstones north of Bison, so please continue to shelter in place in Bison. I would not come out of the shelter yet.
U.S. Army spokeswoman confirming that an American soldier, a staff sergeant, being detained in Vladivostok, a major Russian military and commercial port, charges of criminal misconduct. Just days after Columbia University called in the NYPD to take back campus from protesters, the school canceling the main commencement ceremony, citing security concerns. One senior.
I have friends whose families are coming from places like Singapore, France, Mexico, and other countries around the world who've spent thousands of dollars on plane tickets. So it's definitely an incredible disappointment.
An update on Wall Street. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is again calling Republican lawmakers into a special meeting to release $140 million to fight PFAS pollution and respond to hospital closures in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls. The Joint Finance Committee is already scheduled to meet Tuesday, but neither item is on the agenda. The money for PFAS cleanup has been held up for close to a year. Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman says he won't rule out police removing tents again from campus like they did in Madison last week. Rothman says it's illegal because it's unsanitary and unsafe.
As your mother told you, nothing good happens after midnight, right? So I think we really are concerned about the safety issue, and the encampments ultimately will be gone.
Rothman on WISN-TV's Upfront. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Pete with the 60-second showbiz beat. Fans of the show Criminal Minds Evolution will want to hear this. Paramount Plus has announced the show will drop the first two episodes of Season 2 Thursday, June 6th. Deadline reports that a new episode will drop every Thursday following the release. The show stars Joe Mantegna, Paget Brewster, A.J. Cook, and Aisha Tyler. The show is a spinoff of CBS original Criminal Minds, which debuted in 2005 and ran for 15 seasons. Britney Spears sprained her ankle and the paramedics were called. People.com reports that witnesses say Spears and boyfriend Paul Richard Solis got into a fight before the incident while staying at the Chateau Marmont in Los Angeles. Spears, who was newly divorced and coming off a long legal battle with her father, seemed embarrassed by the incident, saying she twisted her ankle and the paramedics caused a whole big scene. Paramedics for a twisted ankle? Doesn't the Chateau have an ice machine? And who sprains their ankle in a lover's quarrel? Must have been one heck of a dance-off. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba. Weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Increasing clouds tonight with a chance of rain late. Lows in the mid-50s and staying breezy. For tomorrow, some showers and storms in the morning. Another wave possible in the afternoon. Mild with highs in the low 70s. Some sun to start Wednesday, then more afternoon storms and highs in the mid-70s. Right now it's 61.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com. The John and Gordy Show.
Robin Voss is out there again, you know, getting angry about making pot legal.
Hang on a second, John. I have to pick up this glass ornament. I got it.
That scares the bejesus out of most of the members of my caucus because we know the wrong thing for Wisconsin is to legalize recreational marijuana.
Oh, my God.
Weekday mornings 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, how do we talk to people with whom we disagree? Political psychiatrist Dr. Karen Demarius joins us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hi, this is Representative Sharice Davids from Kansas. I'm Ho-Chunk, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Haley?
Hello?
What's this portion by Haley? Haley's become a ventriloquist, and it's not working.
Maybe we lost our sponsor just in that short period of time.
Yeah, they pulled the plug. Thanks, Dr. Stately. Shoot. Well, we were having our own little conversation on our with these cell phones that are so awesome in 2024. Maybe we can get iPhone or somebody to advertise. You know, we were talking about Charlie's has his store in the Native American Indian Center in Minneapolis on Franklin, the reopening $34 million put on there. And how long has Charlie had the store, Dr. Stately?
I think I texted him because I wasn't sure. I was like, it's either 44 or 45, but he just entered his 45th year on April 28th.
Whoa.
So I think he took ownership of the store on April 28th of 1979.
Wow.
And and that's pretty remarkable. You know, he got that store. He worked for, what was it called before then? It was called, I don't remember, but the guy that owned it was a friend of the family's, and he worked in his store for a couple of years. He was actually at Charlie had gotten a very nice college scholarship to the College of Art and Design at Minnesota Institute of Arts. Out of high school, and he is an amazing artist. But when I was young, he was this amazing illustrator. I think he still does illustrations and he still does drawings and things like that. But he was fascinated with Conan the Barbarian, like those graphic novels.
Yeah.
And he would he'd take that thing and he'd redo it like himself. He'd make these amazing drawings. But he went to art and design. I think he probably could have had, you know, who knows if he had stayed there, what would have happened and what could have happened. You know, those are things we just don't know. Only Creator knows. But I think he was working there when he was in college to sort of kind of support himself, the college student. And then the guys wanted to sell the shop, and Charlie asked to buy it. And my mom put a second mortgage on her house and
real
money to help him support him starting his business. And yeah, he was a young guy. He was like, I think 19 at the time, maybe, I don't know, something like that.
Wow.
Well, I saw an article come up like roughly 1982, and it had a whole article about him, and that he was a beater too, that he did a lot of beating.
He was an amazing beater. Yeah.
Yeah.
He, some guy, when you remember that when Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer got married,
1980,
big thing in the 1980s, they walked into his shop and the guy that was invited to their wedding. He walked into his shop and he commissioned Charlie to make him a wedding present for their wedding.
Yeah. I never saw that at the Crown.
He beaded this amazing appliqué replica of the Buckingham Palace, the things in it, and it had Lady Diana Spencer and King Charles, or Prince Charles, and the dates of their wedding on it. And I think it's still in Buckingham Palace to this day.
So, well, I never saw
well,
that.
Well, maybe it's not. Maybe the new wife got rid of it by now, but you know.
I never saw that in The Crown, but that would have been, the show Crown.
Right. I watched every single episode of The Crown, never saw it. Once they got divorced, maybe the new one got rid of it. So, yeah, possible.
Yeah. No, that's really, really interesting. Geez, maybe one Monday we can get you to interview Charlie when you do my show. Because
I can do that. That would be great.
I had no idea. No idea those three things that you just said.
Yeah.
He's my big brother, and I've always been in awe of him. But you know, one of the things I've never really talked to him a whole lot about, like this. I've seen it and I watched it from a distance, right?
Sure.
So it's like, and he opened that store, or he took ownership of it and renamed it Woodland Indian Crafts in 1979, and that was the year I graduated from high school.
Me too. Then
I moved to California like 3 or 4 years later. So for the major portion of my adult life, the time that he owned that store,
yeah,
I wasn't living here in Minnesota. I was living in California and on the West Coast. So I'm sure he has some really interesting stories, you know.
Yeah.
He's produced some really amazing artists of his own. His progeny, my niece Nichez, is an amazing Indigenous artist. She makes murals and mosaics and does really amazing stuff. All, you know, she's the one that designed the teepee mosaic in Little Earth, and she did that with the youth.
Wow!
So like, wow. Yeah,
living history.
He got all the artistic skills in the family. Like, I can draw a stickman and that's it. But you know, he got art talent. I got brains. So yeah, I'm just kidding.
Well, I always thought you were the oldest, Dr. Stately. Charlie is one of the nicest people.
Charlie is so nice.
And then I met one of your other younger brothers just recently, too.
He is not my younger brother. And you know this. I'm going to kick your butt.
Oh, wow.
You want to lose more than just advertisers? Keep going. Yeah. Keep going.
Oh, wow. Where's HR right now for our radio show? Haley, are you HR? I can't remember.
Oh, I hope not. I don't think I've met your other brother.
I'm HR. It stands for Hurt Robert.
Oh, what? Wait, where's the applause button? That was a good one. That one in a row, Dr. Stately.
There you go. Yeah. No, I mean, I love my family. I think they're just amazing. They're amazing people. I hit the jackpot when I pulled the string to go down that chute and come out in that family.
Yeah. And it sounds like it, you know, right? In all seriousness, we can maybe, when I'm out of town, sometime is do a couple days of, your family, because the history on Avenue with your mom and your brother and yourself. Maybe, I don't know what your other brother does. Maybe we could.
My other brother, Rob, he has a distinguished little life too. He's right now, he works for Bakayigan. So he's the head chef for Bakayigan and Anishinaabe Biwin. He does all their meal prep, but for years he was like, he opened the first Famous Dave's restaurant in Le Coup d'Oeil.
No. What?
and he was Dave Anderson's head, you know, master smoker, barbecue and smoker. He won all kinds of awards all over.
Wow.
Well, that's not piss off Famous Dave. We haven't approached them yet. No, I'm just kidding.
He doesn't own it anymore, so I'm sure he'd be okay with that. He now owns what is it called? I forget what it's called.
There's a restaurant.
Southern barbecue. Yeah, it's good. Silver Knee Diner.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. And Famous Dave, too. That's an interesting story in itself. Wow.
Yeah. They're all like self-made Indians, you know. Me too, I suppose. I'm self-made, but I got a little bit of help from the government. I'm still paying back those student loans. I'll be paying them back till the day I die, probably, but that's okay. Like, you know, they owe me that money, really, quite frankly. So.
Exactly. I'm with you on that. Mm-hmm. I still have a school loan that I'm paying off, and, you know, I don't know. I can will that to my kids when I die, right?
Yeah, you guys are paying those off. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Haley's not paying hers off. She's just like whistling.
No, thank you.
Well, I think I might qualify right now. Like, I just had a friend of mine that said, like, I saw a Facebook post. They're like, I made my last payment on my student loans. Or no, they paid them off. She did 10 years of public service. I was like, I've done 20 or 25 years of public service. I've pretty much done nothing but work in public service and in Indian health programs since I got out of graduate school. So I should be eligible. I'm going to look into it. Because I'm not sure how this happened, but I actually owe more money than I borrowed.
Well, it's all the interest rate, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that we all in seriousness have been talking about, this these loans. And, you know, I had friends, you know, graduate from college with a business degree, and they're working at banks for $12 an hour, and you could go to a trade school and make $45 an hour after 6 months of training. So, I mean, I was really,
yeah,
when I was a teacher, I was advocating a lot of trade school for people.
Yeah. And this is a good time to reminder of all of our listeners, that at least the ones that live in the Twin Cities or in Minnesota, that Red Lake College is reopening. It's having a grand opening and a grand reopening in Minneapolis on June 6th. And they're amazing. They're doing some really amazing work. But you know what's really amazing about that is, like, it is a really easy process to get into that 2-year college. So if you're having a challenge getting into like a 4-year college, or you're waiting to hear back from all of the really competitive colleges, maybe you had a difficult time in high school. I'm thinking about sending my kids there because they had a really challenging high school period. Mm-hmm. But the thing is that what it's going to do is they're graduating a 77-year-old woman this year.
Yeah.
A grandma went back and got her AA. She went to college and she just wanted to show her grandkids that it's possible.
At the Capitol today, there was somebody that worked, I believe, for the St. Paul. What is the St. Paul place called again? The Indian Center in St. Paul?
The American Indian Family Center?
Yes, thank you. And she was 80 and just got her degree.
Wow. That's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That's
amazing. And she got a blanket.
Yeah.
I always want one of those blankets, but she deserved it. Well, yeah. Dr. Stately, I don't know if you can hold on for another segment, but this is some riveting radio that we're doing today, and I appreciate you being on, and it's always fun, and we'll do another segment then.
Yeah, I'm going to howl when I get back.
Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio, and we got Dr. Stately and Haley Cherry, and Haley is one of the great producers I've had over the years at the Indian Center. I got to take a picture of two other past producers along with Haley, and it was really great to have that reunion with Native Roots Radio. So you're keeping up and doing a great job, Haley. I wanted to just say that on air. My fingers aren't crossed. I just wanted to let you know that.
Okay, I'll believe you on that.
All right, we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio.
The city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950. Attention, Native American community. As we prepare for American Indian Celebration Month in Minnesota this May, it's essential to prioritize the health and safety of our communities. With social gatherings and festivities on the horizon, getting vaccinated against COVID-19 is crucial. So let's make getting vaccinated a tradition, inclusive and cross-generational. Imagine gatherings filled with shared stories and cultural celebrations free from the shadow of COVID-19. Remember, protecting yourself and others is what counts. Whether it's time for an updated vaccine or your first shot, all COVID-19 vaccines offer protection, with the latest vaccine especially recommended for our elders over 65. As we gather with friends and relatives this May for American Indian Celebration Month, let's ensure everyone's safety by getting vaccinated. Together, we can uphold our traditions and keep our communities thriving. For more information, including details about clinics offering free vaccines, visit vaccines.gov. This message is brought to you in partnership with the Minnesota Department of Health.
This message is brought to you by Strong Hearts Native Helpline. If you are experiencing domestic or sexual violence, Strong Hearts Advocates provide culturally appropriate support and advocacy for Native Americans and Alaska Natives. Free, confidential, anonymous, 24/7. Strong Hearts Advocates are Native American and take a Native-centered approach to every contact. Call or text 1-844-762-8483. That's 1-844-7-NATIVE. Or chat online at strongheartshelpline.org.
You're listening to Native Roots Radio. This is Spirit from Reservation Dogs. Get up and listen.
Welcome back to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Native American Community Clinic and Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Ow!
Ow!
Wow, Haley, you kind of threw me off there. I thought, well, isn't this the wolf one here? And then you got the, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I tried to add them both because I got unplugged in the last segment for that.
Right. Oh, good one. Hey, also, too, I got a quick question. What is the tagline for Native American Community Clinic?
Honoring health and tradition.
Oh, that's a great, that's a great tagline. I think we came up with that. Is that right, Dr. Stately? No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I think it's on the postcard.
I'm trying to remember where it came from. I think it,
No, I'm kidding. I think we got that from some, didn't we, Haley?
Mm-hmm.
We got it off the website.
Oh, yeah. So we didn't make it up again, vaccinated and what's the new one now for the Haley, that's vaccinated we stole, and then what's the other one coming up with the Four Sisters?
I'm not sure.
Okay, Haley doesn't listen to the show either. All right, neither do I, but
she's busy producing, so
thank you Dr. Stately.
It's a hard job, Robert. Keeping you in line is a hard job.
Exactly.
Whenever Wendy, she's exhausted. She can't even show up regularly either.
Oh. Wendy.
This is a fun one today.
Yeah, we'll put some tobacco out for Wendy for sure.
Well, yeah. After just a few hours with you, like one needs to rest.
Little nappy.
I think Dr. Stately still butthurt about the age thing. I mistakenly thought that he was the older, more mature one out of
Well, like I like to tell my brother, like if I dyed my hair, I could look like I'm not 60 something too. So
giving him away.
he called me like a week ago or so on FaceTime, and I answered, and I was like, "Hey, what's up?" And he's like, "Hey," he goes, "check this out." He goes, "I'm just doing this to make you feel better." And I said, "What?" And he goes, "Take a look." And he showed me his beard. He's growing his beard out. It's all gray. He looked like an old Wookiee, like Chewbacca, what he should look like now. Much like yours, actually.
Well, I used to dye my goatee, and if you do that the first few days, and this will age me, Haley, and Dr. Stately, I looked like Groucho Marx, and it drove Wendy crazy. So she was like, "No more dyeing your goatee." So I have a white beard.
You have a cigar too?
No, but I said some quirky
things. Did you have a cigar and walk weird like he did? That was Charlie Chan. It was him interpreting Charlie Chan.
Yeah, I said to him, "Hey, I was wrong. I was wrong once, but I was mistaken." Oh,
yeah.
Ooh.
Anyway, we're talking about a bunch of nonsensical stuff right now, and I think one of the things I just wanted to say this because I thought about it in the second episode, and I was like thinking, "Oh my gosh, this is really cool." So, like, I think sometimes I love talking about the stuff that we were talking about earlier around American Month and Center reopening and all these really amazing things that are happening. And you were there actually, I think, when I was talking to the WCCO news reporter.
Yeah, I took a picture.
You show up like when I was finishing that up.
Yeah, I took a picture and you said, "Thank you so much. I've always wanted to be on TV." And I'm Dr. Stately, by the way. something like that. Right?
I didn't say that to him, actually. So he asked me my name. I gave him my regular given name, not the doctor part. But I said to I said, I feel this kind of like a second renaissance. I remember feeling as a young child, this sort of like, you know, just the you know, this feeling of like abundance, pregnant with hope and abundance. That's kind of what mm-hmm. the moment felt like. It was just like mm-hmm. really, and I think we spend a lot of time in our, I certainly spend a lot of time in my work because I deliver healthcare services. And when I'm talking with people like, you know, the commissioner of health and the, you know, the, all the people who have access to the resources that I need to be able to help my community, I'm always like, you know, talking about like, you know, all of the things, all the houses, the level of houselessness, the people who are living with, you know, opiate disorder and all the things that we're challenged by in our community. And I don't think we spend enough time talking about the beauty and the amazing things that we are and the beauty mm-hmm. and the resilience and the brilliance that we have and what we possess. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, man, you know, we're like that Bobo, you know, did you ever have one of these when you were a kid? That clown, you know, you punch the clown and it gets back up.
Yeah.
That's what an Indian is. Knock us down, we just get back up.
Good one.
I get knocked down and I get up again. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, that guy too. I don't know who those people are, but yeah, that was a good song.
That one song, yeah. No, I agree. And, you know, like you said, seeing all these different people that, you know, we're still here and people are living a good life. And, but knowing that how important and how many different things for people that Indian Center was and is for people mm-hmm. really mm-hmm. drew a lot yeah. of people, I'm sure, for that celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like, I remember having as a kid, 12, 13 years old when the Indian Center opened up, I was a kid. We were living on 31st and Minnehaha. I could ride my bike or walk or even take the number 7 bus, go all the way down to the Indian Center, like, you know, pretty much on my own, you know, and I didn't have to worry about a whole lot of things. I didn't have to worry about, you know, somebody kidnapping me or killing me or, you know, doing anything, any of these other things to me. And we would all go as a group of kids. We'd all, like, you know, ride our bikes and run or walk down there. And we'd spend the day at the Indian Center jumping on the trampoline, playing basketball, you know, doing all kinds of things. We'd go down the street all the way to Chicago and Franklin, which used to be the old Native American Youth Services Center, NAES we used to call it. Hmm. And, you know, we'd play pool and we'd go on activities. You know, it's where, you know, we'd go horseback riding and all those other kinds of things. But we had a community that was, you know, and there was just all these things to do. And we mm-hmm. still have that community. You know, we have some challenges in before us that we have to solve to make it the type of place where kids can feel unfettered and safe and able to sort of enjoy those things that we enjoyed when I was a child. But I think those things are solvable, and I think mm-hmm. we'll solve them hopefully over the next few years.
Well, I think with your work and what's happening on the Avenue and other people's work across the Twin Cities, especially, but all Turtle Island, will bring that back. I know talking to my uncles, like my uncle Curtis, it's so funny. He was, you know, and they were in all these softball leagues that they knew all these Indians. And I don't know if he worked much, but I know he played a lot of softball for, you know, in his 20s and 30s. and then also basketball too. There's a lot of great stories from my family with traveling and all those.
Yeah. My brothers were ballers. They played for the Indian Center's basketball team most of their life. For the Minneapolis Warriors. And I couldn't play basketball to save my life. I just, you know, I still can't dribble a ball and chew gum at the same time, but I was a pretty amazing softball.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for matinee on air.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from the Minocqua Brewing Company Tap Room. My guests are John and Gordy, poet Richard Vargas, singers Kirk Bangstad and Susan Gettert, and musician Tommy Bentz.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9. covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Your forecast for you and your community. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We love Wisconsin weather and tracking it to keep you updated whenever it changes. Listen for our weather-ready stories so you're always prepared on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.